Well, the Andrews government in Victoria is facing a growing backlash over its new laws that would give police expanded powers to prevent people as young as 14 from associating with other young people. The state's police minister argues the changes would make it easier for police to prevent crime. Well, tonight, for the first time, Victoria's Commissioner for Young Children and Young People is speaking out against the draconian move. And a new lobby group of experts in youth justice is drawing up plans for a civil society protest movement. Peter Lloyd with our report.
The way the Commissioner for Young People, Leanna Buchanan, sees it, Victorians are about to consign themselves to a worrying new world where beat policemen of the rank and sergeant and above who get suspicious can hand out a ticket that limits freedom of movement and freedom of association for people as young as 14.
So what this scheme will allow is for police to issue a notice telling them that they can't associate with certain people against children, even where those children have no criminal history, no criminal background, no criminal conviction. So one of the really significant concerns for me is that this will lead to criminalisation of kids who haven't been in the system at all.
Later on, no one knows quite how long, protests at the severity will be heard by the state's anti-corruption body. But a ban order could last as long as 12 months in the case of a young person.
Then it has potential to impact a whole raft of ordinary pro-social activity that actually can help a child stay out of trouble.
The Andrews government says police need to get a head start in separating young offenders before they offend. But the sense of urgency belies one important statistic. Leanna Buchanan can't quite believe it's being ignored in this hot pre-election debate.
Is the Victorian community binging on a bashing of youth in that state, or are there some genuine metrics that suggest there is a real problem? Are there metrics that say, compared to 5 years ago, youth crime is worse?
So what the data tells us is that compared to 5 years ago and 10 years ago, the rate of youth offending overall is down.
It's Leanna Buchanan's job as Commissioner for Young People to champion their interests. She's breaking her silence tonight on a law that she says is simply draconian. Victorians will choose their next government in November. Both sides are vying for support by making competing claims for toughness on law and order. Leanna Buchanan says there's only one problem. When it comes to young people, there's more fiction than fact.
What you would understand from reading the papers and listening to the radio about the youth crime wave, the youth crime tsunami, as it's been called in Victoria, just isn't matched by reality, by the facts. No, again, I don't think anyone can or should pretend that there are not particular trends in youth offending and particular young offenders who are involved in more serious offending than has been hitting the press in the past. So I'm not for a second pretending there are not issues. But the way the focus has played out in Victoria has been incredibly far-reaching. It has suggested that there is a massive youth crime problem in this state. That's simply not borne out by the data.
Tonight she's calling for a ceasefire from politicians in what she believes is a debate that undermines young people. And new alliances are being built to put protests on the streets in Victoria to pressure MPs to rethink the reforms. It's being coordinated by the JYP Network, a new one-stop shop of experts on youth justice, fed up at the media and the politicians. Dr. Diana Johns is an expert in youth crime. She's one of the leaders.
So you're planning to have lunch with Neil Mitchell?
Possibly, if that's what the network decides is a good idea. Possibly quite strategic, but possibly not. We'll have those discussions. I haven't made that decision yet.
But in quite a serious way, I mean, is addressing the shock jocks and the news media where they're going wrong or not having the right amount of information, is that part of your job?
I think it probably is, actually, because to intervene in the public debate, we have to be able to have conversations with people with whom we don't agree. So that will be part of the part of our role, I think, and it will be about identifying voices and faces that will be most effective in doing that.
Why is Victoria talking so much about this narrative of the youth crisis and justice crisis?
I think because it gains political traction, because it's an easy thing to whip up public anxiety about and public fear about, and an easy thing to win votes and to gain political security. So that's very cynical, but that's, I think, the truth.
Truth. Victorians are going to hear that debated hotly between now and November. Experts on youth justice are now newly determined to have a voice in that argument too.
Peter Lloyd reporting, and we asked the Victorian Premier and Police Minister for a response to the Commissioner's concerns, but we haven't heard back by deadline.